All right, everyone, we've got some breaking news. It is Tuesday, December the 17th. This is End Time Headlines. I am your host, Ricky Scapparo, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. And as I'm stating here, we have breaking news we want to share with you this morning. I believe I'm going to show you today. We're getting a more and more clear picture of what is going on with all of these mysterious drones up in the north and northeast of the United States of America, and even outside of America. Is one of the questions that we get in regards to this is, if this is something that is solely happening in America, why are these things showing up outside of America, such as Europe? Well, today we're going to show you what's going on. I believe we're going to give you the clear picture of what's going on and why we're seeing all these drone activities and why we need to be in a state of emergency intercession and prayer. Let's get after it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, guys, before we dive into this thing, we want to welcome you to the broadcast. If you're watching by YouTube, by Rumble, or if you're coming in over from Facebook or Instagram or wherever you may be coming in, we welcome you to the broadcast. Again, this is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. We did not schedule to come on today at all, but this is breaking news that we want to get across to you because I believe this is something that merits a lot of intercession and a lot of prayer. Let me give you the titles to the or some of the headlines of this, and then we'll get deep into what we're talking about. It is now apparent that it appears anyway that a dirty bomb or nuclear warhead could be in the United States. This drone mystery could be a covert operation in search for this device. Also, a radioactive shipment has reportedly gone missing in New Jersey. And then just today, we received reports that a massive manhunt is underway for a missing radioactive package which failed to arrive at Madrid's airport in Spain. Let me say that one more time. We now have not one, but two incidences where radioactive shipment has gone missing. One in the United States in New Jersey, and another that has gone missing and, or we should say failed because the package never arrived at Madrid's airport. And we're going to talk about this and we're going to show you a video from the CEO of Saxon Aerospace. Most of you guys have probably already seen this, but we're going to get right into this. Let me pull this up. And again, we welcome you. We thank you guys, and make sure you hit that like button, hit that subscribe button so that we can get eyes on this as well. So I'm going to show you this. This is from InfoWars. Dirty bomb or nuclear bomb, or excuse me, nuclear warhead in the U.S. Drone mystery could be covert operation searching for device. According to multiple InfoWars sources, as well as whistleblowers posted online, and again, for you guys who are not a fan of InfoWars, just want to emphasize here that Alex Jones is not the only one saying this. Again, there has been multiple whistleblowers online stating the same thing. The mysterious fleets of drones being sighted around the U.S. in recent weeks may be indeed searching for a nuclear weapon that has been smuggled into the country. Let's read on a little bit. The CEO of Saxon Aerospace, John Ferguson, recently posted a viral TikTok video claiming that he knows an individual who had knowledge of an old nuclear warhead left over from Ukraine by Moscow after the 91 collapse of the Soviet Union. Now, let's just go in here and we'll watch this video together instead of quoting all this.
Hey, everyone. My name is John Ferguson. I'm the CEO of Saxon Aerospace here in Wichita, Kansas. I'm not normally a TikTok kind of a guy. I like watching this stuff every once in a while. But I'm a manufacturer of unmanned aircraft, military-grade unmanned aircraft, as you can see one of my systems here. There's all of these mysterious drones going on
off the East Coast. And as a professional, as a subject matter expert, I wanted to give you all my opinion on what I think could be going on with these drones. I don't particularly believe that these have a nefarious intent. I could be wrong, but I want to give you the truth and what I believe. It's my own opinion, and I've not bounced this off of anybody. So, you know, if you think it's bullshit, whatever, that's cool. You know, I don't want to spread misinformation, as we know that there's a lot of that going around. But anyway, back in the 1980s, Ronald Reagan had dismantled the nuclear program, and there were, with Russia, there were countless nuclear missiles that were disarmed and disposed of. Well, there were over 80, I believe, there were over 80 nuclear warheads that were in Ukraine that came up missing, okay? We don't know where they are. Maybe somebody does, but nobody really knows where these are. And I speak with some pretty high level government officials on this stuff, and it seems as though that is the case. So I spoke to a gentleman a few months ago who was trying to raise an alarm to the highest levels of our government, which they had their ears closed. About this one particular nuclear warhead that he physically put his hands on. He physically touched this warhead that was left over from Ukraine. And he knew that that thing was headed towards the United States. Okay? That is a very serious deal. And everyone knows that the United States government, this administration, is pushing to get into a war with Russia. We all know that. We all feel it. We all see it. Okay? Well, back up a few years. Do y'all remember when those drones were mysteriously flying across the Interstate 70 corridor from Colorado up into Nebraska, down here into Kansas, and out into Missouri? Well, it was believed that those drones were looking for radioactive material because there had been some material that came up missing here in the United States, and they felt like it was high probability that the nuclear or the radioactive material would be taken along the Interstate 70 corridor heading east or west or south. So from what we understand, they were out there trying to find this radioactive material. Now, drones, they have no reason to be in the air at night, unless you're doing some type of ISR work, intelligence surveillance reconnaissance, you know, looking for bad guys, or looking for a victim, a search and rescue victim, or law enforcement, or some type of military project, right? There's no reason for a drone to be flying at night, really, okay? Because they don't see shit. So,
and guys, I apologize for the language, but let's
unless
just
you have
with
thermal
this.
Optics, drones really don't see stuff. You need to do mapping during the day. If you're going to do farming stuff, mostly do it during the day. The only reason why you would ever fly an aircraft, an unmanned aircraft at night, is if you're looking for something, whether it be a person or trying to smell gas. We have methane gas detection systems that can detect gas leaks in pipelines. You really wouldn't use thermal optics for trying to find gas leaks, just simply because the only way you're actually going to find a gas leak with thermal optics is if the gas leak is aggressive enough that it has a difference in temperature, because thermal imaging, it creates a digital image based off of the temperature variance. So whatever is different in temperature, it creates an image. Gas leaks so slow that it goes quickly into ambient before you can even see it. So we have special sensors that can detect gas leaks. We also have special sensors that can detect radioactive material. So with this gentleman that I had spoken with, who was trying to raise the alarm to try to get somebody in the government to say, hey, we need to work together to go try to find this nuclear warhead, none of that ever happened. They knew that warhead was on its way to the United States. That's all that ever came of it. Nothing ever happened. This government did not do anything at all to help this gentleman raise the alarm and raise awareness that there is a very deadly weapon on its way to the United States.
All right, we're going to pause it right here, guys, and we're just going to scroll down here, and I'd love to hear your comments on this. What do you think about this? Do you think this is legit? Do you think this is the most logical explanation of why, let me pull this back here, of why we're not hearing anything from our government, from officials, National Intelligence, CIA, FBI, all of these three-letter agencies? Is this why Biden's silent? Is this why, are they playing dumb? Because they know that this is a military operation, it's confidential, and again, with the intent of trying not to bring panic to the public. Because again, if they came out and they flat out told us that they're searching for biological agents, nuclear agents, radioactive material, WMDs in these major cities of New York and New Jersey, you and I both know there would be mass panic. And now some more information has come to light on this since even this report, and that's what we want to talk about today, because most of you guys probably keep up with this, and you've already saw that interview. But let's read a little bit of this. Again, this is from the Daily Mail. Radioactive material went missing in New Jersey earlier this month. How many knew this? Nobody knew this. But we're learning about this. How convenient that nobody knew this, but now it's coming to light. This, they're saying that this is fueling conspiracy theories, that it could be linked to the mysterious drone sightings. Well, of course it could. A piece of medical equipment used for cancer scans was shipped from the Nazha Cancer Center in Newfield on December the 2nd for disposal, but the shipping container arrived at its destination damaged and empty. The device known as a pin source contained a small amount of germanium-68 or GE-68 that is used to calibrate a medical scanner's accuracy. If handled without proper gear, it can cause radiation poisoning. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission issued an alert for the missing shipment deemed, quote, less than a Category 3, meaning it could cause permanent injury if mishandled. The danger with losing track of radioactive material is that they can be used to build bombs. Let me say that again. The danger of losing track of radioactive material is that they can be used to build bombs. Now, guys, my brain just works like this. I find it extremely intriguing that there is two movies that have just been released. One is a Netflix original. Let me see if I can pull this up. I know this is live, so just bear with me. And I just watched this. My oldest son and I just watched this last night, and he even made the comment. And it's called Carry On. Now, this is, again, brand new Netflix original. I believe it's called Carry On. Yes, and it is, and I'm going to just read this. Let me see if I can pull this up. I want to read the script to this. Let me just read this. Quote, you thought losing your luggage was the worst thing that could happen at the airport. Taron Egerton begs to differ. The Rocket Man and Kingsman star has been taken on this next assignment. Carry On. It's a new thriller wherein which a TSA agent who's blackmailed by a mysterious traveler inducing perhaps the most airport anxiety ever. I'm going to read a little bit of this. Let's read on down here. The what written again, it doesn't matter on this. Carry on follows a young TSA agent as he fights to outsmart a mysterious traveler who blackmails him into letting a dangerous package slip onto a Christmas Eve flight. Now, what's interesting about this package is that it's a biochemical weapon that they're trying to smuggle on board of this aircraft. It's a biochemical weapon. Okay, now you take this in light of another movie that's being released by Angel Studios. I believe that's who that is, Angel Studios. And it's a Christian director, and it's called Homestead. And consequently, this movie is about a small tactical nuclear weapon that's used in America. Guys, this is predictive programming at its finest. Unbelievable. When I see this stuff, I don't think it's coincidence. Even the Netflix movie that the Obamas directed, all of that plays into this. I'm telling you, call me whatever. Go ahead and ship me your tinfoil so I can put on the tinfoil hat, whatever you want to call me. But I'm telling you, they're conditioning us to accept what they already, and I'm not going to take it as far as to say they're conspiring it, but they have foreknowledge of this. And these movie directors, and I mean, we go all the way back to The Simpsons and all that, they know these things. And we've been conditioned about this stuff for years and years and years. You look at all of the technological advances, I mean, even from the election of Donald Trump, all these things, they preconditioned us to accept this before it ever came to fruition. And by the way, that movie was a very good movie. I'm just saying, it was. It'll keep you on the edge of your seat, but it's frightening to think that we're seeing a real life scenario of this stuff play out. All right, let me go back to this. I'm going to go back to this article. All right. The danger with losing track of radioactive material is that this can be used for nefarious reasons. Experts have suggested that malicious actors would likely use more potent materials than what was lost in New Jersey. Well, whatever's going on, whether it's connected to this or what that man just told us on that video, that CEO, or I'm getting ready to show you another source. Apparently, this is such a serious matter that I believe our own U.S. government is sending out thousands of drones in a hunt. It's almost like the hunt for Red October. They're going on a mass witch hunt for something. You tell me. Let us know in the comments, guys. I'd love to hear from you in the chat. What do you think is going on? Do you believe that these drones are connected to this right here? And what is it? What exactly is the truth? Well, I don't think we'll ever know. The missing medical equipment has led many on social media to speculate that the drones flying over New Jersey may actually be our own government trying to, quote, sniff out radioactive material. And again, they quote John Ferguson, the same guy we just listened to, so we don't want to reiterate this. And again, he says, my own guess is that these drones are not nefarious in intent. If they are, but I doubt it. And again, I have to agree with Mr. Ferguson. And the reason why I agree with him is because it makes the most logical sense, guys. The last thing we want to do here is to lose our minds and start going down a rabbit trail where we start coming up with ludicrous notions and ludicrous hypothesis that just doesn't add up. It's not aliens. It's not Project Blue Beam. These are not holograms in the sky. These are actual physical aircraft, drones, whatever. Now, again, who's controlling them, why they're being controlled, and what the intent is. Again, let's just think here logically. Come on, we got to reel this back in. Logically speaking, this cannot be a foreign actor. It cannot be a It cannot be an adversary to the U.S. because, friends, listen to me. They are not going to allow drones like this, of this size, this caliber, and of this sophistication to fly over restricted airspace and not be shot out of the sky. It's just not going to happen. There was two men that were just arrested for flying a commercial a drone into restricted airspace, and the man was immediately arrested. Now think about this logically for a second. They're going to immediately arrest this man, or these men are flying a commercial drone, but you're going to tell me that for all those people out there that think that this is China or this is Russia or whoever, and they're just being allowed to fly in here, I just don't believe that. I don't. I believe the reason why all of these agencies are silent is because they know that this is an operation that is classified. It's a need to know basis, and we apparently don't need to know. And again, this is why the Biden administration, Washington officials, all of these agencies are telling us, do not shoot these out of the sky because these are friendlies. They pose no harm. They keep reiterating this. This is why they're doing mapping formations over neighborhoods in New Jersey and in New York and in Philadelphia. It's for this reason. Okay. Now here's where it gets a little disturbing. Brand new. Now this just came over the wire this morning. Because one of the questions was this, and you'll see this in the comments, guarantee it. You'll see this even today. You'll see this on social media. Okay, if that's the case, if that's the truth, why are these being spotted in Europe? Why are these being spotted outside of America? Well, we may have the answer to that. And this thing could be much larger than what we originally thought. And that's not a good thing, guys. Let me read this headline right here. Quote, missing nuclear package sparks major search after very dangerous radioactive container vanishes on its way to Spanish airport. Okay, now let's read this. A hunt was underway last night. So again, this is Monday night, December the 16th, when this was reported. For a missing radioactive package, which failed to arrive at Madrid's Baraz Airport. And I probably mispronounced that. Spain Nuclear Safety Council sounded the alarm yesterday evening over the transport package with, quote, four radioactive sources of very dangerous Category 2 selenium-75. Local reports said the CSN had sent a team of inspectors to the airport to try to glean more information. El País, a Spanish media outlet, or PIS, however you pronounce it, reported that the CSN has since located the package and it has been deactivated. Okay, so you see this, all this heightened alert about these missing radioactive packages. It was not immediately clear how the transport container with the radioactive packages had gone missing. So this has been updated. And when I originally pulled this up, this update wasn't on here. So it went missing, but then it reappeared and showed up. The International Atomic Energy Agency defines Category 2 on a scale of 1 to 5 as, quote, very dangerous for people because the radioactivity carries grave risk where material is not properly protected. Before the package was recovered, so this one in Spain has been recovered. The CSN was last night recommending that anyone who came across the package should avoid touching it and immediately alert the authorities. Now, stop. Do you remember New Jersey officials? I don't know if you saw this, because I realize not everybody is constantly combing through a fine-tooth comb over reports every day trying to find information. But one of the reports, local officials in New Jersey came out and they gave a notice telling locals that if you see a drone that goes down, do not approach it. Okay, do not approach it. Stand back. Stay away from it. And they were sending officials out there in biohazard suits to recover wreckage. One drone went down in New Jersey. Now, there was two reports. One was a commercial drone that went down, and they even reported, they came back and they followed up and said, this was a commercial drone, nothing to look at here, let's move on. Now, the second drone, and there was eyewitnesses that saw it go down. And you can find these on TikTok and Facebook all over the place. And eyewitnesses that recorded it going down, you could see the contrail, the fire going down. This thing crashed. They sent the fire department, the police department. They sent the hazmat department. They sent all them out there. And then only to follow up later and say that they found nothing. Sure. Sure they didn't. Now, you can believe what you want, but there was eyewitnesses that saw this thing crash, saw it go down, and if they found nothing, why would they send that many emergency departments out there to retrieve it and personnel? Why are they putting on hazmat suits if these are just, if these are friendly drones, they pose no threat? Again, there's more to the story, guys, than what we're being told. And again, I'm not saying that these are nefarious actors or this is of a foreign adversary, but what I am saying is that if this is true, what we're being told, and that these are nuke sniffers, if you would, radioactive material seeking drones that search out and looking for these materials, what exactly are they? And the scary part about this is, think about all the locations that they have been searching for this. They have been searching for whatever it is. Again, we're not being told what it is. Is it a suitcase nuke? Is it a dirty bomb? Is it a biochemical weapon? Is it a missing nuclear warhead? We don't know. Is it a combination of these? Is it more than one? Why are these drones appearing over Langley Air Force Base in Virginia? Why did they shut down an airport in Ohio? Why did they show up at LaGuardia Airport, New York? Why are they showing up in the United Kingdom over military bases there? Why are they showing up in Europe? Why are they showing up? Is my concern, guys, is this is a, and again, God help us if this is the case. And this is why I emphasize at the very beginning of this, update, I emphasize now's the time to intercede and pray, because if this is a coordinated joint effort by a foreign adversary, a terrorist group, whatever, could it be possible, again, I'm just throwing an hypothesis out there, that this could be strategically coordinated, where in which they're putting devices in multiple places around the world? And if that's the case, is there a specific day? Is there a specific time? When is the green light? Now, there is two specific dates, guys, that I'm concerned with. Two specific dates that are coming up quickly. And I want you to pray about this. Again, I know some of you guys come on here and you may not even be a Christian or a believer, and you don't want to hear about all the prayer stuff. Listen, we are a Christian, we're a Christ-centered ministry. This is a prophetic ministry. We give you end time headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Again, it would be superficial for me to get on here and tell you all these things, but there's no action to it. Our responsibility is, we got to pray about this. There's two specific dates that we need to really be covering in prayer. And we talked about this last night in our Monday night prayer session at 8 p.m. Eastern. One of them is New Year's Eve. That's coming up very quickly. And consequently, that's going to take place. The big, big party, we know this, where they're going to have thousands of people gather, is in Times Square, New York. Now, I want you to think about this for a second. With all of the madness of these drones going on, you've got the ball going to drop New Year's Eve in Times Square in New York. This would be a Again, I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned about that event and that time frame. The second event, so if you listen, if you live in New York, you need to be praying about this. Interceding, even if you don't live in there, you need to be praying. You need to be interceding about this. The second event is January 20th, which is the inauguration of Donald Trump. I'm very concerned. Now, you know these drones showed up over the U.S. Capitol. These things just showed up recently over the U.S. Capitol. So again, they're all over the place. So to say that this is just isolated to Jersey and New York, no. I don't think that the U.S. government and our military is going to waste resources and time sending these things to a Air Force base in Virginia. Again, think about this logically, guys. Why wasn't these quote unquote mysterious drones shot down over restricted airspace for 17 days while they flew over in a scanning method, a mapping trajectory over Langley Air Force Base? Why weren't they shot out of the sky? Because they are our own government. They're looking for something. How would an airport be shut down in Ohio for these drones? Because they are looking for something. They're mapping. They're searching. And again, look at these states. Look how spread out this is. You got Ohio. You got Virginia. You've got Jersey. You've got New York. You got Pennsylvania. People are saying they're seeing drones in Kentucky and Tennessee. So they're spreading out all across the United States. And then even outside of, you got in the United Kingdom, because you've got international flights going into America and going out of America. So it appears whatever this is, and this is why, again, I go back, call me crazy, but the timing of these movies depicting real life events, real life scenarios, is chilling to me. Whatever it is that they're looking for is somehow connected to travel, because notice how much they're around airports and they're around military bases and infrastructure. So it's connected to that somehow in some way. So again, guys, I wanted to come on here real quick. Again, one is to inform you of what's going on. Two, to bring this into a matter of prayer. When your family gets together, y'all need to pray and y'all need to intercede, because I believe that we are in grave danger if the Lord does not intervene and these things are not brought to light and exposed. Any plots, assignments of the enemy, the adversary, then again, we could be in grave danger. Guys, listen, if you don't have our free app, I want to encourage you to pick it up today. If you love breaking news alerts like this, headlines, podcasts, all of the above, get your app today. Download it on Apple and Android devices. And again, of course, all you got to do is hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be squared away and good to go. And of course, guys, help us out. Hit that like button. That's going to push this out on Rumble and YouTube and all these platforms. And take it a step further, if you're watching by one of these social media platforms, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification, and that's going to keep you informed as well. So, again, we'd love your thoughts on this in the comment section, in the chat, in the live chat. If you're watching by the rebroadcast, in the comment section. You guys listen by Apple and Spotify, we love and appreciate you as well. And be sure, if you enjoy our content and you get value out of this, be sure to give us a good review on Apple and Android or wherever you get your podcast from. So, guys, we're going to sign off for tonight. This will be our only podcast for today that's airing. Again, unless something big happens, breaking news, of course, we'll be back on here and do breaking news, but we don't plan on it. And like, we didn't plan on coming on here now, but you never know. We'll just plan as if we're not coming on, but if something does happen that's major, we'll be right back here in the studio and we'll let you know and we'll give you an update on that. But until we see you guys on the next one, We pray that the Lord bless you, may keep you, and may his angels be with you wherever you go, wherever you travel this Christmas season. We plead the blood of Jesus over you. We declare no weapon formed against you and your family shall prosper in Jesus' name. All right, guys, so we love you. We'll see you on the next one.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.